Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ben Botkin. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. For the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to Nevada Newsmakers, Ben Botkin. He is the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you here on the program, sir.
Thanks.
Your colleague Jim Myers reporting that Dean Heller is wary of going to the convention, the Republican convention. He's concerned about the atmosphere there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, if you look at what's happening nationally, there's a lot of talk about, will this be one of the first conventions where you actually have a floor fight, where you have some sort of a sleight of hand, where people try to shift delegates away from Trump to someone else like Cruz or Kasich? So needless to say, it's interesting times. But then again, on the other hand, you also have people who say, no, that's not going to happen. The process is going to go the way it normally does, awarding delegates, and whoever wins the most delegates will go on to get the GOP nomination, even if it's Trump. So it's certainly an interesting time to be watching this.
And really, it's those of us in the media that really want there to be a brokered convention. You know, the Republicans would like it to go a lot more smoothly. And it's interesting to watch Paul Ryan. You know, I think that Paul Ryan is way more impressive now. Prior to being Speaker and then becoming Speaker, I think he's a strong guiding hand that didn't really come out, I didn't think, when he was the running mate for Mitt Romney.
Yeah, well, you've certainly seen him grow in prominence now that he's House Speaker. In fact, there was even talk a little bit about would he take the nomination if it was offered to him. And initially, people thought maybe he would, but then he's come out since in the last couple of weeks and said, no, I'm not interested. So.
Well, and it's interesting, too, how he corralled the extreme right hand of the party and said to them, you know, the 40 of them, if I'm going to become Speaker, you're going to have to fall in line with what I'm doing. Otherwise, I'm not taking the job. And I thought that was impressive for him to pull that off.
Exactly. So it's interesting to see that. At the same time, you also have obviously a very strong push and pull between the conservative factions of the Republican Party and the more moderates. You have, like, Ted Cruz, of course. He's who's the one that conservative Republicans are really pushing for. And then you have Ohio Governor John Kasich, and people are still hoping that somehow he'll figure out a way to get the nomination.
He's quite a character. Did you get a chance to interview him when he was in Nevada?
Yeah, I've met both. Kasich came out to Nevada last summer, did a fundraising trip. At the time, he hadn't formally announced he was running, but he did make it clear, hey, I'm interested in the job. He's kind of scouting things out. Cruz, he's made more trips to Nevada before the caucuses, of course.
You know, I thought Kasich was interesting when he talked about Yucca Mountain. You know, I asked him, you know, slyly to say, you know, what do you want to do if you become president with the nuclear waste from Ohio? He said Yucca. And so even though, you know, I wouldn't be happy about that, at least he gave a straight answer to a straight question. And so I think he's an interesting character from that perspective.
Oh, certainly. And Yucca Mountain, public lands issues, things like that, those are all things that sort of your Nevada voters and the caucuses looked at in the presidential candidates. So, Yucca Mountain, that's certainly something people will be talking about for years.
Yeah, to say the least. How big a role do you think that the commerce tax is going to play in this year's election cycle?
I really don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I haven't heard too many people talking about it that much. So, I mean, it's out there, but at this point, it's just hard for me to say.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, certainly in the primaries, how that plays out.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk also about the Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland. Over the last week, it seems like the tone is changing from adamant, we're not going to give him a hearing on the Republican side, to senators who are up for re-election suddenly saying, yeah, we'll talk to him. Do you think that that's going to play into what's happening in Nevada as well?
Yeah, I mean, you're already seeing that start to happen immediately after the Supreme Court vacancy happened. You had Cortez Masto, who's running for Senate on the Democrat side, saying, hey, this is one more reason why it's important that this seat stays in Democratic hands. You had Joe Heck running on the Republican side, said, you know, well, each side should do its job, which Democrats sort of pounced on that and said, well, you know, that doesn't really answer the question of whether this seat should be filled while Obama's still in office or not. So you're going to see that Supreme Court issue, that vacancy, play out definitely in the Nevada elections.
And it seems that it may be as detrimental to the Republicans as it might be positive to the Republicans in terms of some of the decisions that are coming down. When you don't have a 4-4 split instead of the 5-4, it could not necessarily go in their favor.
That's certainly true. So it's a matter of do you prove that you can work with the president and get this through, or do you hold off for whatever reason? So again, that's something, you know, that'll be very interesting to see.
Sharron Angle, you brought up the Joe Heck, Catherine Cortez Masto race. Sharron Angle entering into that race. What's the scuttlebutt down here on that?
Well, just that makes it much more interesting on the Republican side. I mean, look, you've got like several Republicans running against Heck in the primary already before she filed at the last minute. She's really, besides Heck, she's really the only Republican who anybody knows who she is at this point. So it'll be an interesting to see if she captures the Tea Party element of the Republican Party in the primaries, and if you know, how competitive that makes the primaries will be very interesting.
Yes, indeed. And the other thing with Sharon is how much money she'll be able to raise. You know, I've talked to some people who say that she's looking at raising close to $1 million just for the primary, but does not have that in hand yet. So it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, she came a long way the last time around.
Certainly. I mean, she won the primary the last time, so. But in the last time, of course, she wasn't running against Heck in the primary, so it'll be very interesting just to see what kind of a debate you see between those two candidates in the primary.
And we would love to have that debate right here on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Ben Bakken when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ben Botkin. He is the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So obviously, you know, we got to talk about the national race here. Do you think if Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump don't get the nomination, do you think that their supporters just stay home?
Not necessarily. It's, you look at the Nevada caucuses, and Donald Trump got almost as many voters as he had participants in the last caucus cycle for Republicans. So, will they find somebody to get behind? Well, that's very interesting, because clearly there are new voters coming out. So, are they new voters solely because of Trump, or are they new voters solely because they're already angry? It's an interesting question of how much has Donald Trump actually increased the voter turnout.
Well, and you raise an interesting point, because, you know, are there people that would go from voting for Donald Trump if he doesn't get the nomination and then move towards voting for Bernie Sanders if he were to make it? You know, where does the support actually go? Because you're looking at the establishment versus these two outliers.
Right. And certainly Bernie Sanders, the interesting thing about him is he's already an independent. Even though he's seeking the Democratic nomination, he's already an independent senator. He's technically not a Democratic senator.
Definitely not.
He caucuses with the Democrats,
right,
but he is an independent. So will those independent voters then shift to Hillary Clinton, or will they look to the Republican Party? I tend to think that they'd probably stick more on the Democratic side, but again, it'll be very curious to watch that.
You know what's been interesting is having discussions with people of a certain age in the Democratic Party, especially women, versus the millennials, that they don't share the same desires, needs, and wants from their party.
Yeah, that's certainly a point you hear made on both sides. And of course, if you look at the numbers too, like look at the Trump race, for example, in Nevada. Donald Trump claimed he won the Hispanic vote. If you really drill down into the numbers, that's really just based on an exit poll that really only looked at a very small sample size of the Latino vote. So, you know, the real interesting question is are these outlier candidates, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, are they being able to reach out to these groups that currently don't feel that the party's ever met their needs on either side.
But the Democrats have spent a lot of time trying to boost the Hispanic base, helped along by the attacks from Republicans. So do you think that you're going to see the turnout, in the general election at least, of a substantial number of Hispanic voters in Nevada?
I think that's very, very possible. Like the Culinary Union, for example, they've boosted efforts to register workers, to help people get immigration status. That's one thing they're focusing on instead of endorsing a specific candidate at this point. So I do think you see sort of a move among Latino groups and groups that work with Latinos to get more voters out.
You know, and I think it's been interesting that there is still time, if somebody is not a citizen yet but has a green card, for them to be able to register to vote, become a citizen and get to register to vote in time for this election cycle. That's pretty amazing to me.
Well, certainly. And, of course, you saw the Trump's comments about immigration that started last year. I mean, those comments started months ago, so certainly people have had time now, and by the time the election happens, they'll have had a year's worth of commentary to look at and statements from Trump and others to look at before making their decision.
Well, and it's going to be interesting, especially in the western part of the United States, to see the influence of the Hispanic vote, because even though there are a lot of older Hispanics who came here legally, the whole nine yards, and who may not have been so pleased with people who were just walking across the border for one reason or another, but you keep attacking them over and over again, at some point everybody goes, you know, we're all family. And so I think that you're going to see an effect of that.
Oh, certainly. You'll see a lot of that. You've seen a lot of it already, I think. I've talked to voters who have expressed that sentiment. So, on the Republican side, you certainly see Republicans who have run in the past and who are currently running stress their immigrant roots. You see Bernie Sanders talk about how he's the son of a Polish immigrant. You see Ted Cruz talk about how he's the son of a Cuban immigrant. So the non-Donald Trumps of the race are stressing their immigrant roots.
But at the same time, they're not necessarily saying on the Republican side, but this will lead to a path for citizenship. But at the same time, you know, I think that this is a specious argument about citizenship, because I think that a lot of the people who come to this country illegally want to come here to work. It's not about being a citizen. It's about getting money for their family, sending money back home to their family, and potentially being able to go home to their family and travel backward and forward. Is that the sense that you get?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the industries in the U.S., certainly for a number of people, you come to the U.S., you work, you send money to your family, and sometimes you go back. So, yes, that's certainly a sense.
But it's certainly a part of the discussion, you know, in the race. Let's take a break. We'll be back with Ben Bakken after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
If you're suffering with diabetes, taking metformin, and being told insulin is now necessary, you need to get a copy of this free consumer report before it's too late and dialysis is your only option. Find out why these medications actually make things worse and why your doctors can't tell you about the most successful treatment that doesn't require any drugs or surgery. To get the free report many doctors don't want you to see, call the Consumer Education Hotline now, toll-free at 1-888-260-1919 and listen to the 24-hour recorded message.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ben Botkin. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You know, just going back to the caucus here in Nevada, do you think that Hillary Clinton was in danger of losing until the last minute when Senator Reid and the unions jumped in and then MGM said people can go vote, you know, on that Saturday without it being a problem leaving their job?
Well, I think those plans were in the works for a while. She won by 5 or 6 points, so, you know, it was a healthy margin. It wasn't a huge margin, but it wasn't a razor-thin margin either. So I don't know that those efforts necessarily helped or hurt either candidate.
But she'd had a ground game that had been here a long time.
Right. And if you look at it, she had several months of a lead on Bernie Sanders. So I think at the end of the day, it was really a ground game, a good organization that really pushed her over the edge.
Let's talk about CD3. This is quite the race now with Michael Robeson, Michelle Fiore, Danny Tarkanian, and Andy Matthews, among others, in that race. Assess it for me, if you would.
Well, you've got an open seat. Heck's running for Senate, so it's really wide open at this point. It's one of a handful that Democrats obviously hope to pick up. I think if you look at the Republican side, you certainly see the conservative Republicans like your Danny Tarkanian, your Michelle Fiore candidates. They view Michael Roberson as your establishment candidate. So you'll certainly see arguments about, well, I'm, you know, who's the most conservative, who opposes taxes the most. A big part of the debate you'll see in that race is the whole issue of the tax increase that the legislature passed in 2015. For schools. Michael Roberson took the lead on shepherding that through the Senate, and folks like Michelle Fiore voted against it. So I think you'll see that become a pretty big talking point during the race.
Do you think there's a surprise out there that Danny Tarkanian has been able to raise so much money?
Not necessarily. I mean, he's done well, but others have, and I think Roberson, you'll see Roberson outraise him.
Oh, yeah, for
obviously.
Sure.
That's a no-brainer. So I haven't got a sense that there's a lot of surprise about that on Tarkanian's side. But, again, you know, he's run several congressional races, so it is interesting to see that.
And I was surprised that Michelle Fiore got into the race.
Yeah, well, she had announced she was going to be in the race, and there's speculation, will she actually file? And then she did, and it was a widely covered event, as Michelle Fiore tends to attract a lot of media coverage.
Yes, she does. So. Yeah, Michelle is certainly one that attracts media coverage, that's for sure, and she'll be on this program here. And give me the assessment for the Democrats in CD4. You've got Reuben Kiwan, the anointed one by Senator Reid, but you've got Susie Lee with a lot of money, and Lucy Flores seems to be fading.
Yeah, I mean, since last year, the four major Democrats you had were Susie Lee, Reuben Kiwan, who has Reid's support, John Aseguera, who's since dropped out,
yeah,
Lucy Flores. I mean, really, at the end of the day, one of those three remaining will probably has the best shot at getting the Democratic nomination.
But do you think it's really coming down to Ruben Kiwan and Susie Lee at this point in time, just on a money basis? Because certainly there'll be a lot of money coming from D.C. to support Ruben.
Very possibly, yes. I mean, at this point, Susie Lee, she has a clear advantage in money. I mean, she's essentially raised as much money as Crescent Hardy.
That's stunning.
Does at this stage in the race. Of course, the next quarter of filings will come out in April, so it could be an entirely different picture then.
Do you get the sense from talking to people that if the Democrats beat each other up enough in this, that Crescent Hardy will end up hanging on to his seat? Because he's done a lot of things in terms of outreach to communities you wouldn't necessarily have thought he would have done, that he's made inroads.
Right. Well, Hardy's advantage is he's from the Mesquite area, so the rural voters, they identify more with Crescent Hardy. Democrats largely will hope that he, North Las Vegas, carrying the North Las Vegas area of this district, will push them over the edge. At the end of the day, I think Republicans at least hope that the Democrats will beat each other up so much that by the time the general election rolls around, Hardy wins.
And that's where we got to leave it. Ben Bachman, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CCNN to other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you have more payday loans than you can afford to pay back? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, you may be eligible for a program that payday loan companies don't want you to know about. Let Payday Debt Relief help you out of the payday loan nightmare. Payday loan companies usually trap low-income consumers into paying rates as high as 700%. We understand that people can sometimes take on more than they can handle when it comes to payday loans. So if you have two or more payday loans, call Payday Debt Relief at 1-800-600-7977. That's 1-800-600-7977. It doesn't matter if you're behind, late on payments, or if your wages are being garnished. We accept everyone with payday loans into our program. We even have a solution for people with too many internet payday loans. And the payday loan nightmare by getting payday lenders out of your bank account today. Call Payday Debt Relief at 1-800-600-7977. That's 1-800-600-7977.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.